Blog Talk Radio.
And good Friday morning. We have made it to the weekend. Jeff Ports back in the Blog Talk Radio studios. Plenty going on today, plenty going on this weekend in the world of sports. So let's jump right into it. Man, I don't know what's going on with these Kansas City Royals as they headed out west. They get another victory last night. They continue a beautiful road swing, getting the first game from the Los Angeles Angels last night. They get their fifth straight win, 7-2 last night over the Anaheim Angels, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, the longest name in sports. Kansas City getting right, and I said going into this road trip that they had a chance to get right against some teams that clearly they were better than. And that's exactly what Kansas City has had the ability to do. They went 7-2 last night. Alex Gordon leads it off with a double in the second. He would just go off in this game. Added a home run in the fourth inning. A Lorenzo Cain home run as well in the third gave the Royals a big-time lead, and they would continue to pour it on. Three runs in the seventh inning put this thing out of reach for the Kansas City Royals, and they get the 7-2 victory. Matt Strom, in his first major league start, he goes five innings, three hits, out three. Really the only blemish he did allow one to score on an out on a Albert Pujols hit. That was the only run he gave up. However, that didn't go as an earned run, as Alex Gordon would have an error earlier on in the inning, a very un-Alex-like play, kind of casually jogged up to a ball and mishandled it, but he would definitely redeem himself with that fourth-inning home run. And, again, the Royals get their fifth straight win, 7-2 over the Angels. Just looking at some of the stats going into after last night's game, the Royals scored 63 runs in the month of April. In the entire month of April, they scored 63 runs. They have scored 45 runs in the last six games. 45 runs in six games. Five straight games of seven or more runs for the first time since 1979. And this offense just continues to roll. As we said, Alex Gordon with another extra base hit last night, a couple of extra base hits. He now has six of them in his last nine games, only had five of them coming into this nine-game stretch. In the first 49, he had five extra bases, all coming via the double. He has broke out the long ball in these last few games. And, again, Kansas City getting right at the right time, and a much-needed chance at now. This team still has a shot, man. Right now, four games back of the division, three back of 500. Now, we had written this team off. I had written this team off. I will go ahead and admit it. I had written this team off. And I think in any division outside of the AL Central, probably best, it was probably best to write them off. Obviously, the AL Central is by far the weakest division right now, the Minnesota Twins leading the division by a pair of games. They are 34-29, by far the fewest wins of a division leader. So Kansas City right now has that shot. They still have the opportunity. They can continue that. They take on the Angels over the weekend. So a chance for Kansas City to get right back up into this thing and get at least sniff the top of the division, at least take a run for it, especially with the top two teams in the division playing each other over the weekend. Cleveland and Minnesota will take on each other for a three-game set. So Kansas City has a chance to get right and maybe get a little bit closer to the top of that division. But again, right now, 31 and 34, four games back of the division, and still things are creeping in your head, man. Things are still. And were we a little foolish for writing this team off in May? Probably. Were we Royals fans that came before 2014? There's Royals fans, and then there's pre-2014 Royals fans. And the majority are pre-2014, pre-long runs. We were used to seeing this team be okay. Not be tremendous, but be okay. I think we got spoiled. And now we just kind of hung it up on the Royals. This team still has a lot to fight for. Only two games back of the wild card, and again, four of the division. But again, they do get the victory last night, open the series against the Angels with a strong, strong victory. We will talk more about the Royals and Angels coming up over the weekend. They face a familiar foe tonight against the Angels. That a late night game. We'll talk about that a little bit more as we close out today's show. Want to stick in Kansas City to the other side of the parking lot, though. This story came over yesterday. And as good as the Royals are to their players and to their fans, this team across the parking lot just seems like it gets worse and worse. Former Chief Jeremy Maclin, who just signed a nice contract with the Baltimore Ravens, he was on Pro Football Talk yesterday and discussed exactly how he was released from the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, normally, a release comes via at least a face-to-face. When you get fired, you hope that you're at least getting a face-to-face. Maybe not with the upper management, maybe not with, you know, the big boss, but you're definitely not. And it doesn't matter if you're a professional athlete or not. Just getting the way that Maclin did, that's cold. Jeremy Maclin told Pro Football Talk that he was released via phone call. And not just via phone call, via voicemail by John Dorsey. When asked by PFT how the release came, Maclin said it was crazy. Through a voicemail from John Dorsey. That's all. Seriously? A voicemail? This guy was your top wide receiver by a long way. He was the highest paid wide receiver on the Chiefs team by nearly $11 million. And you cut him via voicemail when Andy Reid was just at his wedding. Now, I know you're not going to break it to the guy at his wedding. But, man, when you see him just days before and then give him the cold shoulder until he's released, that's low. That is low. And how the NFL is and proves how out of touch this Chiefs organization is with not only the fans but with the players as well. Best of luck to Maclin. He's going to tear it up with the Baltimore Ravens. He'll be the second in command. He'll be the second stringer for Baltimore, but still going to get a lot of catches and definitely a step up going from Alex Smith to Joe Flacco, maybe even a big step up going to Joe Flacco. But man, that's just cold, Chiefs. That's just not right. Okay, moving on. The NCAA usually levies penalties that are just a little bit too much, a little bit stupid. This one, however, I can see. And this one may even be, in my mind, a little bit light. In others, not so much. We all know what happened with the Louisville Cardinals and the recruiting, quote-unquote recruiting of young players that they used. Basically, it was it's being called a sex for pay scandal. It was a prostitution ring being run at Louisville. The worst thing that the NCAA did from them, they suspended Rick Pitino for 5 games of the ACC. The first 5 conference games. Whoop-de-doo. Well, Rick Pitino is livid, absolutely livid about this. And he went off yesterday on, in a press conference, just went absolutely crazy on this. And I just can't believe this. I posted the video on the Facebook page, facebook.com/15forfans. These guys got a slap on the wrist. And this coach is absolutely going ape poop on this. And I just can't believe it, man. But again, check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/15forfans. All right, before we get into the Royals, I do want to talk about a baseball game that meant a little bit more than baseball yesterday. And that was the previously discussed congressional baseball game. We all know what happened on Wednesday with the situation at Washington and the shooter that tried to fire at will. Let's just call it what it was, against several senators. And we saw the injury to Steve Scalise. Well, the game went on as normal last night, and really cool to see this. And yeah, they do get the Democrats do get the victory 11-2. However, they turn over the MVP trophy, which is a nice MVP trophy, to Representative Steve Scalise. They all dressed up and in LSU colors as an ode to Louisiana Republican Steve Scalise, and gave the trophy to him. Just a cool thing to see in a time right now that it is tough in America. And kind of cool to see those two come together, those two parties come together and have a little fun and do it for charity and for in honor of those that were wounded and those that were just shaken by this. And I think everyone really was kind of cool to see this, and good for that. Good on them to do this and still go ahead and show that, while you may, we say that, while you may shake us, you're not going to break us. And that's another case of that last night. But again, the Democrats do get the victory, an 11-2 blowout win over the Reps last night in Nationals ballpark. The winner, the MVP, was just everybody that took the field. The MVP trophy goes, however, to Steve Scalise the wounded Republican from Louisiana, Steve Scalise, getting the MVP trophy. All right, let's take a look at what we have going on this weekend. And, of course, that is the Kansas City Royals traveling to Anaheim to take on the Los Angeles Angels. It starts tonight. Ian Kennedy going to the bump for the boys in blue tonight, 9:07 tonight. The last late night game for the boys in blue. He matches up against Jesse Chavez. Chavez, a former Kansas City Royal, plus a big-time opponent for the Royals. He comes back after facing Kansas City for the first time since taking a loss on June 28th. That last season against for the A's, Chavez, that the last time he faced the Royals, took a big time loss, gave up multiple home runs in that game. So Kansas City trying to continue that, and again just trying to get right back to the top of the division, back to 500, and get a couple more victories over the Halos. A 9 o'clock start tonight. Royals and Angels, Kennedy against Chavez. Over the weekend, also going to the mound for the boys in blue tomorrow, it is Jake Junis, 2-0 with a 4.67 ERA. He matches up against right-hander Alex Meyer for the Halos. And then on Sunday, your matchup, the lefty, the stud, Jason Vargas, going to the mound, 9-3 with a 2.10 ERA. He matches up on Sunday afternoon against J.C. Ramirez of the Angels, 6-4 with a 4.19 ERA. So games this weekend, a 9 o'clock start tonight, Royals and Angels. You can see that on Fox Sports Kansas City. On Saturday, the 7:15 start, that one will be on Fox, televised nationally on Fox. Again, 7:15 Saturday, and then an afternoon game. You can see that one at 2:30, Royals and Angels, that one back on Fox Sports Kansas City. So a national game on Saturday, and then a pair of Fox Sports Kansas City games coming up over the weekend as the Royals try to get back to 500. They have a chance to end this series back at 500 and maybe even closer to the top of the division. They can sneak back up there. And again, as the top two teams take on each other in the next couple of days in the AL Central, the Royals have a chance to get right as they take on the Los Angeles Angels. So again, your matchups this weekend, Kennedy and Chavez, Junis and Meyer, and finally on Sunday, it is Vargas v. Ramirez. That's all I've got for you today. Have a great weekend. We will see you back here on Monday. We'll break down the entire Royals-Angels series. Hopefully, we're talking about a 500 Royals team and a Royals team that is just one, maybe even two games out of the division lead in the AL Central. As for today, have a great Friday. We'll see you back here on Monday for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fame.